Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode, we are still taking our way through Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind book. Again, if you want to keep up or catch up, you can click the link in the show notes to get a copy of the book. If not, stick around because these episodes are blessing us regardless. Now, before we get into today's episode, remember actually a few weeks ago, I told y'all how I was getting ready to introduce a program and I was so excited about it, but God told me not to release it yet because it was just some family situations going on and He wanted me to be able to kind of get through those before releasing the program, because doing a launch in the middle of dealing with family situations would have not been a good look for me. And I am the type of person, my toxic trait is I feel like it's going to be fine. It can't be that hard. That is my mindset. And a lot of times I end up biting off more I can chew. And I just really thank God and I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit for always correcting me in real time. But that was then. And this is now. Your girl is rejuvenated and extremely excited about this program. For years, I have been helping people launch and grow their podcasts. I've worked with over 150 people to launch and scale their platforms, Christian podcasters in particular. When I first started helping podcasters, the issue or the gap in the market really was a lack of information. Podcasting was this hot commodity. A lot of people were seeing the value in it and they wanted to get into it, but they didn't know how. They didn't know where to start. They didn't know. It was just a lot of information that just was not there. And so when I first started Anchor Media, I really gave people the blueprint to launch and grow successful shows. Now, as the years have gone by and we see how popular podcasting is now, even with the emergence of video podcasts that we see on YouTube, it's no shortage of information. Because once people brush their teeth one good time, they want to start teaching it, like for real. That's always been a pet peeve of mine in this online world, is I feel like you're not good at something because you did it. You are good at something, or you're qualified to teach or coach other people to do something if you're able to duplicate your success. And so for me, even before I launched Anchor Media, I took on clients pro bono because Blessed and Bossed Up was not going to be my only success story. And even to this day, I never do case studies or marketing on Blessed and Bossed Up. It's always on clients and other people that I have or shows that I've built. And so over the years, though, now everybody and their mama is teaching you how to launch or grow a podcast, many of which don't know what they're talking about. I can always tell how far someone has gotten in the industry based upon the strategies that they're teaching. But that's neither here nor there. What's missing now is guidance. What's missing now is mentorship. What's missing now is a community. And especially in this Christian space, many of you guys, God is calling to create content. God is calling to show up. And if you're creating content, most of the time podcasting is going to be a part of it in this landscape. So God is calling you to create content. He's calling you to show up on the microphone. And the reality of life as a Christian podcaster is it's way bigger than the RSS feed. is way bigger than the recording and what your topic's going to be and the microphones and the tech and the strategy and the marketing and the monetizing, all of those things. All of those things are a part of the podcasting industry. But as a Christian podcaster, you have to confront an intensified spiritual warfare, isolation a lot of the times, imposter syndrome, feeling unqualified to do what God is calling you to do. Then adding that to the strategy part, what will happen is the numbers will start to intimidate you. If nobody's listening, you'll start to feel a certain type of way. Then that'll impact your message. Then you start to doubt yourself and you're wondering, is this God? Is this me? It's not getting the result, but I'm doing what God says. So do I need to change something? There's so many nuances that go behind creating as a Christian. And I am being called in this season to really not just be a strategist, but to truly serve other Christian podcast creators and mentor you and guide you and help you navigate through so many things that we go through beyond the microphone. And I'm very, very excited about the release of this program. Now, before my program comes out, I'm having a town hall where it's going to be myself and some other clients and friends of mine who are Christian podcasters. And we are going to just have a pull-up session. Any of you who are called to create, you're called to start a podcast, you feel the tug, you may already have a show and you know this is what God is calling you to do. Maybe you just are feeling a certain type of way about it, or you want to grow it and you're not sure how to navigate that. You may be experiencing some spiritual warfare things that you feel like are just, you can't put your finger on it, but it's blocking you from truly being able to walk into the next level that God has for you. We're going to have a pull-up session. And we're going to talk. I have a word that God gave me to share specifically for this audience. I'm going to have Dr. Charlotte Walker, who's a great friend of mine, longtime client of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. She's going to come and we're going to do a Bible study on what it means to create from connection to Christ. I'm going to have Rosalind Postlewaith, who is also a friend of mine, former client, who is the host of the Therapy as a Christian podcast, where she's going to come on and talk about fear. And Rosalind is great because her show is about God and mental health. And she also is a therapist. So she is a therapist. She's a Christian and she talks about it on her podcast. And so she's going to come and we're going to address fear and the mental aspect of creating for God. And then we're going to have a longtime friend and client, Raven Hoquette, who's going to come on and talk about the importance of investing in God's vision. She's the host of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. And of course, I'm going to be talking about all the things that you need to know as someone who is purposed to podcast. Okay. God has called you to this platform. This is not just about income. It's not just about growth strategies and all of that, but this is truly a part of your calling. I have some things to say and I'm going to get them out on that platform. And I'm going to introduce my program as well, where if you want me to be your mentor, you want to grow with other Christian podcasters, you'll be able to give more information on how to sign up then. But for now, I want you to come to this town hall. It is totally free. The link is in the show notes. And I personally have so much to pour out in this space. God has given me paid like a full page of notes so far. And we ain't even done talking about this event yet. And I know that all the other speakers, they're Holy Spirit led. And I am very much so looking forward to this because I know that God is really going to move on this event. Whether you become a mentee of mine or not, God is going to move in this space. So I want you to show up. I want you to share this with other Christian creators. And that's it. Link in the show notes. Sign up. It's free. It's happening in a couple weeks on April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I pray that I see you guys there. All right, hopping into chapter 9 of the book. The title of this chapter is A Wandering, Wondering Mind. And this chapter really goes in on a wandering mind. So one that's just a little bit of everywhere, and a wondering mind where you're always trying to think about or anticipate or wonder what God is going to do or what's going to happen next. So she starts off the chapter with 1 Peter 1:13. In the King James Version in the book, it says, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind." So I had to read this in another translation because what you saying? right? Gird the loins of your mind. What loins are in my mind? So I had to look that up in a different translation. And so in the New Living Translation, it says, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. In the NIV version, it says, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. Now, again, the title of this chapter is A Wandering and Wondering Mind. And this section of the book is all about the conditions of the mind. The last episode, it really set a baseline for what normal means for the mind of the believer. And here, it starts to explore, or Joy starts to explore, the different abnormal states of the mind. And so what she's saying here off the gate is that a mind that is wandering or wondering is abnormal.
This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother, or anyone who was in a car with us, just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different, and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle.
Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
The first thing I have highlighted, she says, an inability to concentrate indicates mental attack from the devil. Many people have spent years allowing their minds to wander because they've never applied principles of discipline to their thought life. Quite often, people who cannot seem to concentrate think that they're mentally deficient. However, an inability to concentrate can be the result of years of letting the mind do whatever it wants to do, whenever it wants to do it. A lack of concentration can also be a symptom of vitamin deficiency. Certain B vitamins enhance concentration. Therefore, if you have an inability to concentrate, ask yourself if you're eating right and are nutritionally sound. I love that she touched on this because there are certain physical elements that can cause brain fog. And so lack of nutrition and being deficient in certain vitamins is definitely one. So it's important that as we discuss the supernatural, that we discuss the natural as well. So for you listening as someone who wants to be of sound mind, who wants to exercise the principle of 1 Peter 1:13, which tells us to make sure that our minds are alert and fully sober, we have to make sure that not only are we free from the influence of alcohol or our emotions or any other type of substances, but we also are fueling our bodies so that we have healthy minds. So that's something I want you to take a step back and think about. What am I putting into my body? If, as women, many of us who listen to the show are women, am I taking a multivitamin? I know for myself, I'm still postpartum, so hormones are definitely a contributing factor to some of my brain fog and things like that some days. I have an infant, and he still wakes up a couple of times throughout the night. So a lot of times I'm dealing with tiredness because the days are long and there's a lot that happens throughout the day. And so I have to make sure that my body is built up to maintain the things that I have going on, because otherwise I'm not going to be as strong as I need to, especially to fight this spiritual battle. I told you guys last week about the warfare that I'm dealing with. And Joyce even says in her book, she says extreme fatigue can also affect concentration. I found that when I am excessively tired, Satan will try to attack my mind because he knows it is more difficult to resist him during these times. The devil wants you and me to think that we are mentally deficient so that we will not attempt to do anything to cause him problems. He wants us to passively accept whatever lies he tells us. And it's so important that we deal with the conditions of our mind and we do the physical things to fuel our bodies well, because it does take physical effort to engage in spiritual battle. It takes physical effort to be clear-minded enough to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit, to know what to pray. It takes physical effort to make sure that we are intentional about setting aside time to pray, to reach out to our wise counsel and get on our prayer calls, or whatever it is that you're doing in this season as it relates to your own engagement in spiritual warfare. It does take an element of physical participation. And in order for us to do that well, in order for us to do that as best as we can, we got to make sure that we're feeding our bodies well and taking care of our temples. Back to the mind, though, she moves on to bring up Ephesians 5:1. And in the NIV version, it says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they are wrong. The version she has right in the book is the Amplified version. And it says, keep your foot, give your mind to what you are doing. Now, when I first read this, I didn't see how this applied. It kind of felt like a reach. And I'm saying this because I want you guys to have the practice of don't just be glossing over scriptures when they're in books. Go and read the scripture. Read it in context. Open your Bible and just do a deeper dive into it so that you can see the text for what it is and not just the way in which any author is making it fit. So with this, the version that she uses in the book about keep your foot, I'm like, I'm not seeing how this matches up. So I went to my Bible, which is in a different translation than what she uses. I believe she's using the Amplified version, and then my Bible is in the New Living Translation. So when I go to Ephesians 5:1, in my Bible, it says, as you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God. Now, the commentary of my study Bible elaborates on it by saying this: when we enter the house of God, we should have the attitude of being open and ready to listen to God, not to dictate to him what we think he should do. So essentially what this text is saying is it's about focus, and a wandering and wondering mind is a mind that is not focused. And it is up to us to make sure that we are disciplined mentally to where we are focused on God and what he's saying and not just what we want him to do. So we're not just focused on the fact that we want to be debt free. We're not just focused on the fact that we want him to get us a new job or make our business take off or get us away from our job. We're not just focused on how we want him to show up, but we're focused on him, and we are open minded enough to be able to receive whatever it is that he has for us. Joyce goes on to define wander. She says, Webster's dictionary defines the word wander as 1, to move about aimlessly, 2, to go by an indirect route or at no set pace, 3, to proceed in an irregular course or action. And then she says to think or express oneself unclearly or incoherently. She says, if you're like me, you can be sitting in a church service, listening to the speaker, really enjoying and benefiting from what's being said, when suddenly your mind begins to wander. After a while, you wake up to find that you don't even remember a thing that's been going on. Even though your body stayed in church, your mind has been at the shopping center browsing through the stores or at home in the kitchen cooking dinner. Remember, in spiritual warfare, the mind is the battlefield. That is where the enemy makes his attack. He knows very well, even though a person attends church, if he can't keep his mind on what's being taught, he will gain absolutely nothing by being there. The devil knows that a person cannot discipline himself to complete a project if he cannot discipline his mind to keep it on what he is doing. And I must say that right now, especially in a lot of these churches, it's that much more important that we are sober, vigilant, and that we are focused on what is happening and not letting our mind go all over the place. And I love that she even gave strategy here. She talked about how the wandering mind could even come up in conversation. So she says how sometimes she'll have conversations with her husband and then her mind will wander off. And then she'll come back and be like, wait, hold up. I ain't hear nothing that you said. What happened? And he had to essentially repeat himself so that she could focus on what was being said. And so she gave a strategy that what she would do is, or she said, one way to combat the enemy in this area is by taking advantage of the recorded messages provided by most churches. If you haven't yet learned to discipline your mind to keep it on what's being said in church, then buy a recording of the sermon each week and listen to it as many times as you need in order to get the message. Now, we got a little update here to where we don't got to buy the recordings. I remember when I was growing up, you had to buy the CDs after service. But in today's age, a lot of things are streamed online. A lot of churches turn their messages into podcasts. So a way that you can be proactive and just really train and discipline your mind, because again, you have to discipline it. This is something that you have to practice. It's not going to happen overnight. A way that you do that, if you know, like in church today, my mind wandered a little bit. I got caught up in what was happening this week and my email and all of that. So let me go watch it again online so that I could get the message. Oh man, I watched this online and now my mind wanders some more. My phone rang. Somebody called me. My kids needed me. I'm going to listen to the podcast on the way to wherever. Man, my mind started wandering again. So let me listen to it again when I get home, but just continuously being persistent so you can get the message. She said, I've decided that if the devil went to the trouble of attacking me with a wandering mind, then perhaps something was being said that I needed to hear. She says, the devil will give up when he sees that you're not going to give in. The Bible even tells us to resist the enemy and he will flee. So we have to be very intentional about disciplining our mind and not just giving in to the ways in which the enemy mentally manipulates us. She says, the present moment is the greatest gift we have from God. But if we are not present, we miss it. And I think that's a good place to end. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. If you are a Christian creator, a Christian podcaster, whether you have a show, want to have a show, thinking about having a show, come to the Christian Creator Town Hall on April 18th. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link is in the show notes to sign up. It's absolutely free. I'm excited about what God is going to do, and I'll see you all there.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.